November 7th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says Satan is gaining control of this country by leaps and bounds. Outsiders have gained positions of dominance, not just as a result of this election, but by evil influences in the media. Today, I urge my conservatives to unite in purpose and in prayer. Recognize that you are the remnant, which I am counting on, to persevere in Christian values and in all truth. Do not allow mainstream media to decide what is just and what is evil. Your strength is in unity in prayer. Then I will feed you with the truth. I will help you recognize what serves my purpose as your justified leader. Avoid progressivism, which leads you away from my commandments. Return to that which this nation was founded upon. In God we trust. A note is given to read Titus chapter 2, 11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions, and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.